This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. It's Monday. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just
checking
on those good vibes. 585-252-9800. Guys, it's going to be beautiful out today, almost 60 degrees. The sun is going to be shining. If that doesn't want to make you have a drink, well then...
A lot of drinking talk this morning.
I know. You know, Friday.
Did you black out on Saturday or what?
No, I was so well behaved.
Were people so drunk?
There was
at the cannery.
Well, I told the owner of Tin Cup, my buddy Dan, I said, you know what, man? How many people would you say are going to forget to close out today? He goes, over 50%. Statistically.
And then what, they take 20%?
Yeah, they'll just 18, go ahead and whatever tip whatever they got to tip on the cards. So I was like, yeah. But if you went to the Lucky at the Cannery in Fairport over the weekend, I hope you were safe. I hope you had a good time.
My friends were pissed.
I hope you took an Uber.
They were trying to play pickleball. Couldn't get a spot.
Are you kidding?
It was really bad.
I got to that parking lot at 11:30. By noon, slap. Couldn't do it.
Yeah. No.
Couldn't do it.
It's insane. Insanity.
All right, let's get to our friends. Are the vibes up? Tell us why. Who's here, Breeze?
There's so many friends here that just want to hang out. What are you guys doing? What's the 411? Rebecca's here. She says, good morning. I was in Fairport this weekend, and it was slamming. What did they do exactly? They just had, like, different...
So everybody in the cannery, every restaurant or bar, you have... Fairport Village Inn, Iron Smoke, Country Roads, Tin Cup, Campania, all of them, contribute to this pub crawl. They always do it the weekend before St. Paddy's Day. All the money raised helps out the Child Advocacy Center.
Okay.
So there's wristbands that are sold.
Nice.
And then you kind of, it's a pub crawl. You go from bar to bar within the cannery. TJ Ryan's, all that whole strip there.
Sure. So best bar in America.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun, but it's an all day thing.
Right.
And then I was with, you know, our friends at Eid Honda of dealerships, you know, handing out beanies, purses, wristbands.
Not the purses. You know. They were giving me Louis Vuittons at the booth. I love it.
It was fun. It was a fun day. But I couldn't stay.
Yeah, sorry, I missed it.
Yeah, I couldn't stay the whole time. I had to leave there at 4, go home, shower, change, get to Penfield for a surprise birthday party. So it was one thing after the other.
Yeah, that's crazy. I was also at a surprise birthday party on Saturday.
I heard.
I was there for like an hour. And then I went down to see my friends at Unwind.
Oh, yes.
Braiding there. It's a very cool spot in there. Love it in there. Can't wait to go back and actually like drink and have a good time. They had like a women's day.
Mm-hmm.
So very, very fun. Who else is here for their good vibes? It's Lily. Vibes are good. I have drama rehearsal for Legally Blonde, so that'll be fun and a very busy night tonight. Love it.
Let us know
where
when that shows.
Yeah, where and when? Let us know. Because I love Legally Blonde.
Come through. Are the vibes up?
Yep. For me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I was kind of just vibing about my weekend recap. But yeah, they're up. Had a nice day yesterday. The sun was out, so you know I was vibing. And speaking of Fairport, went to Ricky's for breakfast. Had never been. That's next to all that jazz that we were just talking about. And then went for a beautiful walk on the canal.
Beautiful
just gorgeous walk.
We love a nice walk on the canal. Right in the 5A5.
Yeah, so that was fun. Alyssa from Ontario's here. I was at Country Roads on Friday, and it was also slamming. Country Roads, take me home.
Yeah, I had to be at Tin Cup also Friday night for the Bachelor guest bartending event.
Move to Fairport.
Enough is enough. But the vibes are up, leaving for Florida this weekend coming up. And of course, payday on Friday. We love that. So, but overall, the vibes are pretty good. Let me get to one phone call here. PXY, good morning. Who's this? Morales. Good morning, man.
What a fun name.
Yeah, where'd that come from?
I appreciate it.
What does Morales mean?
It's my last name.
Oh, it is. What's your first name? Jesus?
Jay, yep.
Oh, I saw this. I saw the caller ID. Are the vibes up this morning?
Yeah. They could be better, but I'm a New York State corrections officer who's about to find out today if I have a job after 19 years.
Oh, wow, man.
I have a lot of brothers and sisters who have put many, many years, careers, life. Life with their families, time with their families. And the governor just doesn't care to do the right thing.
Yeah.
And take care of her people.
Yeah, well.
So I'm en route to the line.
Yep.
The 2025 Wildcat strike.
Sure.
In New York State. So just want to give my brothers and sisters a shout out. Let them know that I love them all and hold strong.
Yeah.
We talked about you guys last week.
Yeah, we did. And honestly, man, good on you for just standing strong. I mean, you put 19 years in. That's no joke. And I can't imagine what that job entails. I know what most people who have somebody who's a corrections officer in the family, the stress of the job has got to be just through the roof, especially when you're working. What's the longest shift you've ever worked, Jesus?
36 hours.
Straight. 36 hours.
That's insane.
And how does that work? Do you get I have a feeling I know the answer to this, but it's not like they're giving you an hour lunch, are they?
Technically, we don't have any written rules where we get lunches.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
We go throughout the day and we cover each other and take care of each other and say, hey, we got a couple of minutes, go ahead and go get something to eat. We'll take care of whatever you need. And then we just continue on doing that for each other all day long.
Yeah.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
And you got kids, too, right? You have kids?
Absolutely. I have three kids, yes.
Yeah, so, family is got to be so important to you, and you're probably with a schedule like that. You're not seeing them as much as you would like.
Correct. And that was the biggest thing is, officer safety, as long as incarcerated individual safety, and, the balance between work and family.
Yeah.
Because this has actually caused a lot of issues with a lot of families, a lot of tension. A lot of people drive hours to get, to work.
Right.
And they're gone for days at a time.
Right.
So, if you could just hear her people and actually understand what they're saying, we would have gone a long way. So today is pretty much the day where we find out.
Yeah. So will you do us a favor, man? We're pulling for you, fingers crossed. Will you call us tomorrow, give us an update of where you're at?
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, brother. Hey, good luck to you, man.
Good luck to you. We're thinking of you.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
You too.
You too, buddy. Bye. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
That's nuts.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Good on him, though. Fingers crossed for our boy, Jesus. That he received some good news today. All right, hopefully we'll talk to him tomorrow. We'll check in. Coming up on the show, the big story of the day, Ryan Corbett of Livingston County was held prisoner by the Taliban in Afghanistan. 893 days, returned back in January, and this past weekend was his homecoming. We'll tell you what happened, who was there, coming up next for the big story of the day on PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, welcome back to the show. 893 days, and that's how long Ryan Corbett of Livingston County was held prisoner by the Taliban in Afghanistan. Corbett returned to the U.S. in January. Then this past Saturday morning, they had a homecoming for him that was held in his honor in his hometown of Dansville, I'm trying to think of 893 long days. That's wild. People ask me now, how did you survive that? And he says, all I could say was God's strength, and it was taking a day at a time, but a lot of the times it was just taking it 1 hour at a time. Corbett is an entrepreneur with Bloom Afghanistan, which is an organization focused on helping boost Afghanistan's economy. And it was during one of his visits to the country that he was captured. In August 2022, he said, it was meant to be a short trip to visit my staff and just teach a quick seminar. And then he says he was detained. At first, they told me there was an Islamic state threat that was against him. They wanted to keep him safe. They told me that I was their guest. And if I was a prisoner, I would know it because they'd have an underground cell for prisoners. They, from one moment to the next, started to change their demeanor completely. They took my phone. They frisked me down, threw me into that cell. And then for the next 29 months, I was held by them while waiting for our government to work out a solution with my captors.
That's insane.
He says, my wife worked with determination from day one up until day 893. When we set our vows here in Dansville 21 years ago, we had no idea what, for better or worse, actually could mean.
Yeah, that's wild.
So 220 people in attendance. Almost nobody, obviously, as more excited than his wife, Anna. But they said his longtime friend, Abby Miller, who traveled 8 hours from Indiana, painted a picture showcasing the moment Ryan and his wife were reunited after more than 2 years. It was nice to see that homecoming and the 220 people that showed up for him on Saturday. But man, after 893 days, it's nice to have him home. It's a crazy story.
That's insane.
Glad he's safe.
That is literally insane.
Coming up on the show, an interesting parental confidential, but a relatable one. How do you teach your kids to handle disappointment? Vanessa from Rochester says her 12-year-old daughter is beyond disappointed after learning she was not chosen to be in her uncle's wedding this July, but her younger sister and cousin were. 585-252-9800 if you want to weigh in on this this parental this morning. We're going to get to Vanessa's message coming up just after the break on PXY.
98PXY is free and always will be. Just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas.
Completely anonymous.
And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental confidential.
Trying to teach my kids how to handle disappointment well. This is going to be a tough one today. Got this message in from Vanessa here in Rochester. She says, my one daughter, who is 12, is very upset after she got upsetting news last week. Looking for some advice. My daughter was not chosen to be in her uncle's wedding, but her sister and cousin were.
What?
Let's get into the message Vanessa wrote. Hi, Moose and Breezy. Listen to you guys every morning on the way to work. Was hoping you'd be able to read my message for Parental Confidential. My husband and I have two girls, 12 and 8, going to a wedding in July. It's going to be local here in Rochester. My youngest was asked to be a flower girl, along with her cousin and another girl from the bride's side. My nephew is going to be a ring bearer. My older daughter, the 12-year-old, is just coming as a guest. And she's trying not to show it. She's super disappointed that she doesn't have a part in her uncle's wedding. And the only other kids in the family who don't have a role are her two other cousins with special needs. Does anyone have any good advice? What is the best way to help my older daughter handle disappointment? I've tried talking to her, but she shuts me down. She was very excited when her uncle announced he was getting married, quickly lost interest, and was upset when she found out her sister and cousin have a part in the wedding and she doesn't.
Yeah.
Wedding's coming up this summer. And even though my husband and I tried talking with our daughter about her being disappointed, she usually shuts down and won't talk to us about it. She says she's fine, but the tears in her eyes when we bring it up tell a different story. Would love any help from anyone on this morning. Thanks, Moose and Breezy.
Yikes. Okay. Also, like, bad on the... what's his name? Uncle, for leaving her out.
Well, honestly, this is a great teaching moment. Not everybody gets to do everything they want in life. So, I mean, you know, enjoy being a guest at the wedding, because honestly, you're probably going to have more fun. It's less stress.
She's not 30, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
It's like literally her dream to like be in a wedding. She's like, no, that dream will be ripped away.
It's not as cute. When you're 10 or older, it's just not as cute.
Oh, my God.
10 and younger?
That's tea.
The truth. That's the truth. Wow. I'm so sorry. You didn't make the cutoff, sweetie.
You are literally savage. No, you're savage.
585-252-9800. Guys, text or call us. Would love to hear your thoughts on this. And also, if you have an example of how you taught your kids, gave them a lesson when it comes to being disappointed in life, what did that look like?
Right. Please,
because
let us know.
Because the world has not begun to harden them just yet. I mean, you listen to this show. You hear how bitter we are.
Yeah, yeah.
And we don't even have kids.
Not yet.
You know? Who's our friend Lori texting in this morning. Hey, good morning, guys. You know, I think she just has to go through the motions of the disappointment. But at 12, I'm willing to bet she would love it if you make this a bonding experience for you and her. Take a day without your youngest. Go pick out a dress together for the wedding. And then when getting ready for the wedding, do hair and makeup together. Maybe get nails done a few days before. But talk about how excited you are that she'll be a guest with you. Make it like a hangout session, but just for the girls.
Like include her, but like include her in all the wedding things, just not the actual wedding.
Right. Trick her.
Okay. I want you to play your daughter this segment because to be truthful with you, being in a wedding is not all it's cracked up to be. Maybe I'm just saying that because I've been in 8 in the last 3 years, but it's take the break while you can. You know what I mean?
I've been in 8 or 9 in general, but as a 12-year-old kid, yeah, it's exciting because it's something new. You've never got to experience it before, but also it's family. Can I understand and see why this 12-year-old's upset? Of course.
Did I tell you the other day that my cousin sat me down and was like, so, shaky voice.
We're not going to put you in the wedding?
I'm not going to put you in the wedding. I cried tears of joy.
Oh my God, that's
no,
great.
I was so excited. I was like, oh my God.
Did she say why?
No, she was just like, I figured like you've been in so many and like, blah, blah, blah. I was like, thank you. Thank you so much for looking out for my mental health.
Not only that, you're not obligated anymore to go to the Bachelorette. That's great.
That is a... No, it's a dream. It's a dream.
Who else is here? Guys, if there's something she has been wanting, but you... If there is something she has been wanting, but you have been holding off till she is older, maybe let this be the time to reward her. It sounds like she's handling her disappointment pretty well. No tantrums or retaliation to your younger daughter. I would reward how mature she's getting. Okay, so some people are saying reward her. This is just sad. Why is she not in the wedding? Are you close enough with uncle that you could ask if there's a different small job she could do to feel included?
Well,
handing out programs, passing out bubbles, etc. No, I don't think the uncle needs to be going out of his way on his wedding day to make sure she's included.
No. But like, they do have a point. Like, for example, I have a friend who, you know, has all these friends and couldn't put everyone in as a bridesmaid, but she did ask one of the friends who wasn't chosen as a bridesmaid to have a reading or to do something. So that is a task that like a lot of people do. So
the bubbles,
she could do a reading. She's 7. She's like,
well, at 12. Yeah, she could. She's totally capable of doing a reading at church, I'm sure.
Right.
Let's go over to Tim. You guys are just joining us. We're doing a parental confidential. Vanessa wrote in and said she's trying to teach her kid how to handle disappointment well. Her daughter's 12 and very upset. She got some upsetting news last week. She's not in her uncle's wedding, but her younger sister and cousin are.
Yeah.
Let's go over to Lori. I think she just has to go through the motions of the disappointment. At 12, didn't I just do that? I did. I'm sorry. Let me go over to Tim. Not everyone needs to have a role. This is a life lesson that she needs to learn. Do not ask the uncle to change things up. The day is set, and unfortunately, your daughter doesn't get to be a part of it. That's just how things go, but it sounds like she's being mature about it.
Yeah.
She does sound like she's being mature about it.
Again, sit her down and tell her how amazing it is to not stress on that day. Just let her know, you know? It's...
Bring her over to... What's that place next to Giants? Footloose? I don't know.
What?
Bring her a massage.
Happy Feet?
Yeah, bring her to Happy
Feet. This is crazy.
That's the place. That's the name I'm going to come up with when I own a massage joint. Welcome
Footloose
to Footloose.
This is crazy.
Come on in.
Oh, my God. I went to Cozy Feet in Fairport the other day. It's all the same.
Nobody steal my idea, okay? I have this on tape. Footloose, I call dibs on Footloose.
It's been done. The deed has been done.
No, there's no way.
There's like 4 foot massage places in Rochester. Plus, you need a pedicure. You don't need a foot massage. You need like an actual pedicure. You need to get the nails did, the hair did. Go pick out a nice dress, considering you're not going to be wearing a flower girl dress or anything of that sorts.
Yeah. I recommend doing this at Marketplace Mall, too. You know what I mean?
Get a nice, beautiful bite at the Ethiopian restaurant right after you do your shopping.
That's exactly where I was going with this. And then I'll go over to Olivia that says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. This is a great teaching moment for your 12-year-old daughter. Lean into it. Go for a drive, just the two of you guys. It's easier to talk side by side, especially if she's trapped in a car for a long drive. Remind her that you understand why she's feeling disappointed, but teach her that she won't feel this way forever. Sometimes just a simple conversation between mom and daughter will do the trick. Yeah.
Perfect.
Couldn't agree more. I remember those long drives with my mom.
You trying to jump out the car window. I don't want to talk about this.
Yeah. I you know, growing up, I was punished a lot. Oh. But I always told my dad, I'd rather have you just slap me around for a little while instead of having a 2-hour conversation with me, because those were worse.
Yeah, this has transpired. This has come full circle in your adult life, for sure.
But, you know, it's not like she's in trouble here. So the conversation between mom and daughter, I think, is just exactly what the doctor ordered. Right. But good luck. I hope you guys have fun at Uncle's wedding. And yeah, of course, you can throw it out there like, hey, is there anything my daughter might be able to do to be included? You know, that could go either two ways. She can ruin the entire day. Or it might be magical. I don't know.
The uncle's wedding is probably going to be a snooze fest. Let's just call it for what it is. And then she can dip out early.
All right, guys. We'll take a quick break. We'll do another Parental Confidential tomorrow morning on the show, because we know you guys just love this segment so much. And so do we, because we're learning so much as adults who don't have kids just yet. It's PXY Mornings. We'll be right back.
98 PXY.
Breezy is billing the city $800 because, according to her, they owe her a lot of money. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Now, why don't you go ahead and get right into why you are invoicing the city for $800?
Yeah, and for anyone listening right now who works for the city of Rochester, just let me know where to send that, and I will do my best and fax it over.
Right.
But last week on the show, we talked about just how bad the potholes have gotten. And it's truly a massive issue, because there's literal crater-sized holes in the ground, and nobody seems to care. So
I will say, over the weekend, getting off at the exit, you know, where the Clinton Ave to downtown exit, there was holes in that ramp like you wouldn't believe. And
no,
that's
I'm
getting
not shocked
onto
whatsoever.
That's going towards 490 east. Okay, so you're getting on 490.
It's just a Tuesday.
They patched it all up. It looks horrible, but
they put duct tape over it.
It's better than nothing, I guess. But the streets are just, I've never seen them this bad.
Honestly, like, this city, it's quite embarrassing for outsiders to come here and leave with a bill of over $1,000 in car damages. Really not driving people and visitors to our city. But that's besides the point. I mean, that's why they held the PGA in Pittsburgh. I mean, have you been to the Pittsburgh Plaza parking lot? That is just a disaster. It couldn't be worse. It literally couldn't be worse.
Right. But lucky for these golfers, they're not golfing in Pittsburgh Plaza. So
no, but they're hitting up the Cheesecake Factory. So listen, I was on the Interloop on Thursday coming back from an event. And I hit a pothole so hard, so deep, that it popped my tire.
That's right. And prior to that, you lost 2 hubcaps.
So I'm like, okay.
And this is why we expressed how white trash Breezy looks on the show last week.
Yeah, and like, everything's fine. Everything's been fixed. It's all good. I went to the tire shop on Friday, and I was just expecting the nice little swap out. You know what I mean? Swap the snow tires for the regular tires. We're at that point of the season. All is well. I have them. They're ready to go. They've been ramped and ready since the moment I took them off in November. Okay?
Nope.
So I go and I drop it off, and I'm like, just call me when it's done, whatever. I get a call. I'm like, perfect. It's done. No, he wants to chat. The mechanic wants to chat, which is never good.
No, a single woman walks in by herself?
Ever good. Okay. So he calls me. He's like, so, and I told him the situation. I told him exactly what happened. I was like, if my rim is bent, that this is why, blah, 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 yada, yada, this, that, and the third.
Was it bent?
I think so. I think he had to just like, you know, hit it out, whatever.
Okay. 3,000 in labor.
So he's like, hey, so you hit that pothole pretty hard.
If it was just 2 inches to the right, you would have been safe.
You would have been fine, but you lost an entire wheelbarrow. I don't know.
The wheelbarrow.
The most important part. The left arm, the right arm, everything's out of line. You know, you lost all this stuff in the undercarriage. He's speaking Chinese at this point. I'm like, I don't know what exactly you're saying. You're speaking a foreign language. All I hear... The English comes back very quick. The understanding comes back very quick. And he says, so that's going to be, we're looking at upwards of 1,000.
Oh, that's, I can't imagine, music to your ears, Breezy.
And I literally, like, my heart sank. I'm like, well, I'm never buying a house. So there's that. you know, the $1,000 I was saving for my house? Yeah, it's gone. So I was like, he's like, but you know, we could do it for like probably 800, give or take. And I'm like, okay, like,
why do you
about the tires? He's like, yeah, that'll be, you know,
I don't understand
there.
Why you continue to take your vehicle to just any Joe Schmo. What do you think is going to happen when they see a single female walk in with car trouble?
I know.
They're, like, you came in for a tire and they're like, yeah, we got to change your fluids.
They have, not the fluids, not my car and an IV. I go to this place all the time. I should stop because the last time I went there, remember, I got a flat tire. I left and they didn't put the right tire pressure in. And I was absolutely shaking, pissed.
They charged you for air.
It was crazy.
Now,
but the name Discount is in.
Yeah, of course it is.
The name of the shop. So I was like, yeah, this is going to be great.
Yeah.
So I walk
out
of there.
The number one hit music station is in the name of our radio
Literally,
station.
That doesn't mean it's true. Truly. So he calls me. I'm like, okay. I mean, like, what choice do I have? I'm in a corner. What choice do I have? So I'm like, okay. He says my wheelbarrow's missing, so might as well put it on there. So I call him, and I'm like, he calls me. He's like, it's all done. It's all set. I was like, perfect. I'll be there to get it. So my best friend is like, yeah, I'll grab you. But, like, you know, I'm a mom, and I have a baby. Like, can we go at, like, 7 or 8 o'clock to grab it? I was like, yeah, let me just pay for it over the phone and I'll tell him to put the keys in the under the mat, whatever. So I call him and I was like, hey, like, I'm going to pay for this over the phone and then I'll come grab it like later on tonight. He's like, no can do, boss. We can't take payments over the phone anymore. I was like, I've been paying over the phone for 5 years. They're like, corporate, can't do it. So now I have to drive my ass down there, drive all the way back, and then drive all the way back, and then drive all... Like, it was just a nightmare. Like, Fridays are supposed to be fun. This past Friday was not fun.
I had a great time at Tin Cup.
You literally pay rent there now, so...
$800.
$850.
$850 to be exact. Now, a common question being asked, especially in our city, with the amount of potholes we have,
it's ridiculous.
Is can you bill the city for pothole damage to your vehicle? And the answer is yes. However, be prepared to put up a fight because the city is not going to just start writing checks. That's not going to happen.
Wait, I actually can.
You can. However, you have to prove that the city was negligent in failing to maintain the road and that the pothole caused the damage. How can you go about proving that?
Well, I mean, at this point, I should probably install a dash cam because, I probably can't prove it at this point, but it's ridiculous.
They're going to make this difficult for you, which is why the time and effort involved in pursuing a claim is not always worth it for a lot of people, because at the end of the day, it's a headache.
You know what they're going to say? They're going to say, all right, you know what we're going to do? We're going to take the ticket that you got that you refused to pay, and we'll take that off the top, and now we're at a clean slate.
Right. The other thing is, too, is they're going to put up a fight that it's not pothole season. Because in New York State, the pothole season is considered from May 1st to November 15th.
I don't care if it's the season or not. Your literal roads have craters in them. I'm baffled that they won't fill them, because I truly have this theory, and this is a conspiracy theory, but I believe that there's mole people living in the ground and they're paying rent, and that's why they refuse to close them.
Now, you can call 428-7290 to file a claim and document the pothole damage, including taking photos of the pothole and damage to your vehicle.
Yeah, let me get out of my car on the inner loop and start taking photos. Like, what? I'm going to get hit.
So did you take any photos of the damage after? What?
That's a trap. First of all, that's a trap. Why are you on your phone while you're driving? Of course you hit a pothole, you idiot.
Nobody's saying to do it while you're driving, but you still have to document the damage.
I can't get out on the inner loop.
Nobody said you had to do that, Breezy.
Well, then what am I to do here? If I'm not getting out and I'm not on my phone while I'm driving.
Like everybody
what
else.
What am I doing? Wearing a GoPro?
You eat the $8.50 you paid. You just got to eat it. And it sucks.
You know me. I'm absolutely made of money. So why not just throw $8.50 into the air?
What did you give up for Lent?
Bitching.
But right. So far, we're doing really well.
Sorry, Jesus.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. If there's also damage to your car due to a pothole, again, that number is 428-7290, but you're just wasting your time. Hope that helped.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, which professions are the biggest drinkers? 585-252-9800. I'm trying to figure out, trying to take a census here on who drinks the most. I saw a lot of different drunks on Saturday during Luck at the Cannery pub crawl in Fairport. But nobody likes to drink quite like teachers do.
That is so true.
I don't know what it is, but teachers love to get after it. And I'm assuming this is from the amount of stress they have to deal with
right
on the day-to-day with, I don't know, kids, parents, staff. But when they have an opportunity to escape,
they'll use drinking
honestly, as an outlet.
Honestly, I can't blame them. I know many a teacher, and that is true. I mean, my mom was a teacher. Not that she's like a huge drinker or anything, but I get where the stress lies.
30-something years in the Gray School District. My mother loves a glass of wine. And I'm not talking about all teachers. I'm just talking about like 99% of them. So I'm out on Saturday afternoon, and I promised myself, I'm going to be good. I'm going to get in. I'm going to get out. I was helping our good friends over at Ide Honda of Dealerships at their booth on Saturday for a couple hours before I went and bounced around the cannery. One girl couldn't keep her eyes open. I said, are you okay? She goes, my boyfriend left me. I said, he did. Where did he go? He went home to let the dog out. But I think he fell asleep. I said, is there anyone else that you're here with?
Right.
She goes, yes, I'm with all my teacher friends. I said,
okay.
All right. She goes, we're teachers. She goes, do I look drunk to you? I said, well, I wouldn't drive or try and walk. You should sit down. So they were getting after it. Then I'm hanging out and I'm talking with some friends. And all of a sudden, a glass shatters behind me. The back of my legs, my sneakers, my St. Patty's Day jacket, you know.
Not the St. Patty's Day.
The Letterman jacket.
Not the costume.
I only pull out one time a year. Is all wet and sticky.
Ew.
Because an espresso martini exploded behind me.
That is alcohol abuse. What a waste.
It was. And I turn around and this girl, very sloppy, she goes, I'm so sorry. I said, are you okay? What was that? She goes, it was my espresso martini. I said, yes, half of it just landed all over the back of me. And she goes, will you buy me another one?
I said, no.
I appreciate you asking nicely, though. She goes, why not? I'm a teacher. I'm broke.
So classic.
You know, not to mention, Do you remember the 13th annual bachelor auction when nobody bid in on me? Remember that? That traumatizing experience on stage where I just sat there with my thumb up my butt?
It's quite literally my favorite story.
It's the worst. I don't like, I have trouble sleeping at night.
We like hyped it up so much.
We're afterwards.
Like, oh, this is over thousands.
Afterwards, a whole random group of women came up to me, and we're at Radio Social at the after party. They're like, we so wanted to bid on you. I said, well, why didn't you? They're like, well, we're teachers. We can't afford it. But I was like, they were drinking their faces off, though, at Radio Social.
Right. I'm like, but your bar tab's $300. There's that.
So now I'm thinking, what teachers, what are you guys running from? Is the education system really that bad right now? What is going on behind closed doors in these schools where teachers can't wait to black out? What profession are the biggest drinkers? 585-252-9800. Do radio people like to drink? Well, after what Breezy and myself witnessed at Radio Morning Show Boot Camp in San Diego this past August, the answer is yes.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Radio people have issues. We don't know why.
Everyone in this industry is
absolutely
out of their mind.
Yeah, we don't need to tell you guys that. You listen to the show.
Yeah, you know how mentally unwell we are.
But aside from teachers, I'm trying to think, who else? Who else gets after it during happy hour?
I would argue, I think therapists would definitely fall into that category. And I truly believe, and this is no shot at therapists, but I have met many a therapist who are absolutely insane, like outside of the profession. Like, they're some of the most mentally unwell people I have ever met.
Sure.
I'm like, I cannot believe that you give individuals advice that is so scary to me, and I'm absolutely panicking. No, I'm hitting the panic button.
Wait, I got to go to Danielle.
No, I'm absolutely flipping.
Anyone in food service drinks the most, and that's across all levels.
Well, that is true, because when you work in the restaurant industry, you're so close to a bar that, like, it's kind of just a rite of passage.
Oh,
after
sure.
You clock out, get sure. Out of your shift, you belly up at the bar.
She says anything from bartender at an upscale restaurant all the way to fast food chains. I work with some people who drink on the job and others go home and get drunk every single night to cope with the idea of being stuck in life. That sounds horrible. Especially if you have a horrible spouse at home. Now you got to drink even more.
It's true. It's very true. I do feel bad. You know what profession I would feel as if they would drink a lot?
Pilots?
Funeral directors.
I know.
Or anyone who has to deal with dead people. How traumatizing is that?
No, it's not traumatizing if you're doing it for a living. If you're an undertaker, you're fine with it. Let's go over to our friend Mac. If you don't think professionals aren't big drinkers, then you've never worked in a large corporate office. Okay.
Okay.
Christina says, my husband didn't drink on the job as a line cook, but they used to do cocaine on the job. He was an alcoholic as well.
Yeah, that's just
but
a Tuesday.
He's going to be 3 years sober this year.
Congrats.
Well, tell him we said congrats, Christina.
Yeah, this person says, after decades of working in various law.
Can I get a couple of lines with my moons over my hammy?
At Denny's, you're like, wait, this is not a sugar packet. I'm so confused. After decades of working in various law offices, I can assure you your attorneys are definitely not sober, specifically family law. Well, yeah, that makes sense.
Commercial painters in general are a bunch of drunks just as much as drywallers. Lot of drinking in those blue-collar trades. Yeah, of course.
And then they leave rags out and your whole house goes up in flames. So
Rachel says cops drink the most. Their level of stress is through the roof, so they're known to have a lot of vices. Hi, Moose and Breezy. I'm a nurse at Strong. Anyone in healthcare? Being in healthcare and social services is so stress-related, so me and my girl nurses love to have a strong margarita after work.
Ah!
Says. Every day? Every day?
I want sugar on the rim. They're like, you're literally clocked in.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm a teacher and can confirm we love a good happy hour. Not me, but a lot of the teachers I work with hate their students, so this all makes sense.
I think it also depends on what kind of nurse you are. Like, if you're working in, like, the burn trauma ICU, yeah, you've seen some stuff, for sure. But if you're just, like, at a pediatrics office checking a baby's blood pressure,
yeah,
you're good to go.
You're just drunk.
Yeah.
You're just an alcoholic. Jerry says, the military, it's the most booze-centric culture you will ever encounter. Yeah, well, yeah, you want to talk about stress? Yeah, okay. That makes sense. So it seems like every profession, do we all have
issues?
Yeah,
I think we hit every single one. There wasn't like one greater than the other. They all are boozing.
Oh, so. And bus drivers, of course.
Oh, yes, of course.
Way up there on the list.
98 PM. Jay's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game,
Can't Beat Breezy!
That's right. Welcome to the show with the 15th annual Bachelor Auction taking place March 22nd at Anthology. We're giving you and a friend a chance to win a pair of tickets to the event. We need caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800. Breezy has 9 wins and 11 losses on the board.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take that.
I hate that.
PXY, who's this?
Hi, it's Lee.
Hi, Lee.
Hi, Lee. Lily.
What are you doing?
That was my nickname growing up.
Oh, I love that for you.
What are you doing, Lily?
I'm shopping for customers.
Oh, you're shopping for customers. All right. Well, yeah. Are you ready to go head-to-head with Breezy? Because you're caller 8!
Yay! Let's do it.
All right,
Let's
Lily.
Do it.
Talk some trash to Breezy before she leaves.
Oh, I'll kick her butt.
Oh, God.
She's going to kick her butt. We love it.
Just
okay.
Kick it. All right. See ya.
All right. The rules are simple, Lee. You have 5 seconds to answer each question. If our listener ties with Breezy, Lee, we're going to give you the win, okay?
All right. Sounds
Let's go
good.
To question number one. Lee, what day on the calendar is known as Star Wars Day?
Star Wars Day?
That's right.
Let me think here. Oh, May 4th.
Going with May 4th, final answer?
Yep.
Question number two. Lee, which country is Ryan Gosling from? 5 seconds on the clock.
Ryan Gosling. Colorado.
Right, of course. Okay. All right. I love that country. Let's go to question number three. Lee, which actress plays Barbie in the 2024 live action film?
Live action. Is it Margot Robbie? Is that how you say her name?
Say it one more time.
Margot Robbie.
Robbie, okay. Margot Robbie is who you're looking for.
Margot.
All right, okay. Putting you down from Margot Robbie. Maybe. That's okay. Are you a football fan, Lee?
Sort of. I like the Bills.
We love Bills Mafia representing. All right, let's go to this question. Question number four. Which quarterback has thrown the most NFL touchdowns? Which quarterback, Lee? Has thrown the most NFL touchdowns.
What's his name from the most touchdowns? I'm trying to think of his name.
I would go quick. The clock is ticking. You got 3 seconds.
Jerry Rice.
Jerry Rice. I absolutely love it. It's a great guess. Okay, let's go to question number five. Lily, which part of the body on a lion can determine its age? Pick a body part on a lion. It's going to tell you how old this lion is. What's the body part?
Teeth, I thought, right?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going with teeth. Let's bring our girl Breezy back into the room. We're going to tally these up and see how well you did, Lee. All right, Breezy.
Okay.
Get your game face on, Breeze. We are looking, Lee, at a total of 2 out of 5. Going to Breezy.
I tried.
That's all right. Don't get discouraged just yet. I suck, so don't worry.
There's a reason she's 9 and 11. All right, stay right there, Lee. Breezy, question number one. What day is known as Star Wars Day?
May the 4th be with you.
Going with May 4th, all right? Question number two, which country?
The day before my birthday.
Right. Thank you for circling it back to you again. Which country is Ryan Gosling from?
Canada?
Is that a question or your answer?
I'm going to say Canada.
She's going with Canada. Question number three, Breezy, which actress plays Barbie in the 2024 live action film?
Margot Robbie. Queen.
And I think Lily said Maggot Robbie, but close enough.
So close. Right.
Breezy question four. Big football girly over here.
Football girl.
Breezy's big bet.
Let's go dang.
Which quarterback has thrown the most NFL touchdowns?
Tom Brady?
Final answer?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to question number five. Breezy, which part of the body on a lion can determine its age? Pick a body part.
I think it's tail.
I do. Okay, all right. That's a good guess. All right, let's go. You think it's tail? All right, let's tally these up. Hey, Lily, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Well, unfortunately for you, you got 2 out of 5 correct. Breezy got 5.
Did I really? I got 5 out of 5?
I misspoke. 4 out of 5. Close enough.
You're the worst.
It's too early in the morning.
No, still. Well, let me run you through this, okay? All right, hold on, Lily. You were correct. May 4th is known as Star Wars Day. I asked which country Ryan Gosling is from. You said Colorado, Lee. Close.
Oh, my God, Lee. Sweetie, what's happening?
It was Canada.
It's early.
No, we get it. We get it.
Margot Robbie does play the actress in the Barbie movie. We asked which quarterback has thrown the most NFL touchdowns. It is Tom Brady, not Jerry Rice.
I was thinking him.
Oh, Jerry.
And, of course, the body part on a lion, you can determine its age on the lion by the nose. You said teeth, and Breezy said tail.
You know, I was thinking nose as well for some reason. I don't know why.
I know. You know what? All right, it's up to Lily. Yeah, we got 2 tickets on the line here.
I know. And, like, I love your efforts. And I honestly love you so much for throwing it for me so I can get my game back up here.
Well, now it's 9 and 10.
There we go.
By the way, Lee, who would you have brought to the auction with you?
My daughter.
Who's your daughter?
Her name is Rain.
Rain? Lee and Rain.
Uh-huh.
How old is she?
Yeah, how old is she?
She's
22. Oh,
she can go. She can
go. You guys need a night out?
Has she been through a breakup recently? Or?
Oh, she's dated, but yeah, she's had breakups. You know, they're young.
All right.
A whole different generation.
I think that she needs to find her Prince Charming, and we're going to send you to the Bachelor Auction anyways.
Oh, Lee, you're going to go to the Bachelor Auction. That's very generous of you, Breezy.
I did pay her to lose, but these things.
I thank you for that.
We thank you.
All right, Lee, 15th annual Bachelor Auction. Make sure you and your daughter dress to impress. We're more than happy to send you guys to the auction at Anthology off East Ave.
Yes, you're so welcome.
All right. Hey, do me a favor, though. Before I get all your info and let you go, say, my name is Lee from Rochester, and I can't beat Breezy.
My name is Lee from Rochester, and I can't beat Breezy.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station. 98KXY.
Speaks My Mornings with Moose and Breezy. 893 days. That's how long Ryan Corbett of Livingston County was held prisoner by the Taliban in Afghanistan. Corbett returned to U.S. back in January, and on Saturday, there was a really nice homecoming that was held in his honor in his hometown of Dansville. People ask me now, he said, how did you survive? And he says, all I can say, it was by God's strength, and it was taking it day at a time. Sometimes it was an hour at a time, but Corbett is an entrepreneur with Bloom Afghanistan, an organization focused on helping them boost their economy. It's during one of his visits, because the question is, how did this even happen? But he went to the country where he was captured in August of 2022. He was there for a short trip. He was visiting staff and teaching a seminar, and that's when he was detained by the Taliban.
That's really scary.
He says, at first they told me there was a threat against me and they wanted to keep me safe. They told me that I was their guest, and if I was a prisoner, I would know it, because they would have an underground cell for prisoners. Then, from one moment to the next, their entire demeanor changed completely. They took my phone, they frisked me down, and then they threw me into that cell that they talked about for the next 29 months. I was held by them while waiting for our government to work out a solution with my captors. He said my lovely wife worked with determination from day one until day 893. He said when we set our vows here in Dansville 21 years ago, had no idea for better or for worse what that could possibly mean, and now we know. But 220 people in attendance, almost no one more excited than his wife, Anna.
Right.
And a longtime friend, Abby Miller, who traveled 8 hours from Indiana, painted a beautiful picture showcasing the moment Ryan and his wife were reunited after more than 2 years. Can't imagine. 893 days.
That's insane. I can't even imagine going through something like that. Like, it's gut-wrenching. Over 2 years?
Yeah. Away from home? What a scary situation. We're so glad he made it home safe.
Yeah.
And, the amount of people that showed up for him this past Saturday in Dansville, over 200 people. It's awesome. It's a great story. Happy to have him here. Coming up on the show, we got to clear the air this morning. It's Monday. Mm-hmm. A lot you need to get off your chest. 585-252-9800 for There I Said It. We're going to get to all of your unpopular and unhinged opinions coming up next.
98PXY is free and always will be. Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
Alright, let's get to your unpopular opinions. It's There I Said It on BXY Mornings, 585-252-9800. It's time to clear
the air.
Sarah, what's up? Phone cameras are too high quality now, and that's the main reason people are so obsessed with their appearance. It's not social media, it's the cameras. There I Said It. Yes. Google Pixel does have a good camera.
My girlfriend got a new phone over the weekend, and there's like a button on the side now that like you can zoom in and out on the iPhone.
I know.
It's crazy.
It's whatever.
I'm like, is this a digital camera? What's happening here?
It's not. It's the same features. They add one thing to the 16 and then charge an extra $1,000 for it.
I know.
But we all fall for it. It's not like we have a choice.
When we got our new phone, was that last year?
No.
2 years ago? I don't even remember. Doesn't matter. But I feel like the camera got worse, to be honest.
On the iPhone, you think the camera... What's the best... Guys, I know not everybody has an iPhone, but what's the best cell phone camera? Is it an Android? Is it Google Pixel? I mean, they can do like Zoom 16 on their phones. What do we have? Three... Zoom options?
Right. I have no... Some 10. We have 10 because I was at a concert. And
they have 10?
Yeah.
Oh, that seems like a lot too.
Zoom!
Hi guys, retired teacher here. I wanted to contribute this morning and tell the young adults to stop trying to make YouTube your entire career. There, I said it. Thanks. Have a great week.
Thank you so much.
Right, you too.
Alyssa's here. She said, kids do not belong on airplanes. There, I said it.
Oh,
yikes.
We're going to the Philippines for the summer, sweetie, but good luck. You're not allowed on a plane.
Oh, that's so tough.
I have to take a plane to Florida this weekend. I don't know what it is. I'm a magnet for crying, screaming babies that sit in either the front of me or the back of me.
Are you direct?
Yes.
Oh, thank God.
Out of Buffalo.
Yeah.
Which I don't mind. I mean, I fly out of Buffalo
a
lot.
It is.
It's not... It's not that bad.
No, it's not.
Let's go over to our friend Rose. Good morning, guys. Anyone who opens a new pack of something while there's already one open is an absolute moron in speeding towards their own divorce. There, I said it. Talking about anyone in specific, Rose? Anyone you're thinking about? I'm guilty of doing that in my own house. I'm not kidding.
Opening something?
No, if I have two, I'll open one. There's still one left in the other one, but I open a brand new pack. It just makes me feel better because it's fresh.
Right, fresh. Of course. Fresh to death.
By the way, anyone know how long chicken breast can last in the refrigerator?
Don't ask me. You're not.
Well, I bought a chicken breast at Wegmans. Before I gave Wegmans up for Lent, I bought chicken.
Yeah, how's that going, by the way?
I didn't go into Wegmans this weekend.
I didn't hit my snooze this morning. Not one time.
So I'm trying to figure out how long I have because I don't pay attention to the due date because it's not accurate when it comes to food. It's just not. You think that chicken is good until April? We're going to find out.
So, when it starts growing legs and walking out, that's when you know it's time to head on out.
A chicken breast with legs?
Yeah. You're like, wait, what happened?
The worst part about relationships are the ones that need to cuddle in order to fall asleep. There, I said it. Oh, that's true, Kyle. Yeah, that could be really tough. It's already 75 degrees in the room.
Yeah, no thanks.
Oh, that's hard, yeah.
This person says ice cream is a perfectly reasonable thing for a child to ask for breakfast. There, I said it. Tell me you don't have control of your kids without telling me you don't have control of your kids. Angel here.
What's up,
Angel? If you live in a community and don't pick up after your dog, you're a complete jerk. There, I said it.
I'm going to have to agree with that. Do not live in a community? You mean like...
Like a apartment complex.
Townhome.
Yeah.
Kind of like where you live.
Yeah.
How many units are there? Eight?
A lot of
people.
There's a lot of dog poop laying around.
Yeah, I don't like that. Abe says, might be an unpopular opinion this morning, but I allow my 7-year-old to use any swear word in the book. Allowing kids to swear only gives them less of a reason to do it when they're older. There, I said it. How true is that?
Interesting.
Okay, that's a hot take, Abe.
That is a hot take. Wow. All right.
Anna says, sleeping with your pet is dirty. There, I said it. I love my dogs, but no way are they sleeping in my bed or getting on my couches. I bathe my dogs on the daily. There's no way it wouldn't cause you and your mattress to stink.
Bathing your dogs on the daily is kind of crazy. I feel how like their skin would probably fall off.
So. How often are you supposed to bathe a dog? Once a week?
Once a month.
Oh, it was
It's actually very bad for their skin if you give them a bath daily. And that's a lot of time and effort.
I mean, but, you sleep with your dog, right? You and your girl?
I mean, I try not to.
Well, what choice do you have? You guys are sharing a California
like
king.
She has a bed that she sleeps in sometimes.
On the floor next to you guys?
Yeah, yeah.
What's the dog's name?
Phoebe.
Phoebe.
A dream.
Speaking of beds, I didn't make my bed this morning. But well, for good reason. Because everybody knows if you make your bed in the morning, you're most likely to be successful than the person next to you who doesn't. And that's true. However, it's time to wash the sheets. So it's like as soon as I get home, I got to wash the sheets, which I like to do anyways before I travel. You know what I mean? Anyone else? Who doesn't like coming home?
I do too. I like to come home to fresh sheets.
Yeah, same. Fresh bamboo sheets. Not the ones that cut you, Breezy. Just regular bamboo.
Yeah. The ones that slice your ankles. I'm like, I have a splinter laying down.
But I'm not going to lie. Yeah, it was a little difficult this morning leaving the house knowing that it was in shambles.
You broke out into a cold sweat. You did. You're like, Me, the past 30 years of my life. Whatever. It'll be there when I get back. Easier for me to get into.
The same person that says, why clean a dish? It's just going to get dirty again.
That's true. So true. The dish has fungus growing on it. I'm like, adds character.
It's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
If your friends don't do this one thing, are you cutting them off and ending the friendship? That's the question, 585-252-9800. Of course, this would bother our girl Breezy.
So,
she loves to celebrate.
I do love to celebrate. I obviously big celebratory gal, but I was just thinking about it. And obviously you all know how big of a deal my birthday is, how much I love my birthday, how hard I celebrate my birthday, etc. But I didn't wish a friend a happy birthday recently.
Oh, you didn't do it.
And I feel like a bad friend. And I'm sitting here spiraling about it. And then I was thinking to myself, like, is this really that
big of a deal, especially if it's someone you're not that close with. You can't wish every single person a happy birthday all of the time.
What makes you guys not that close?
I just like grown apart. Like we grew up together.
You guys don't hang out?
No, not really.
It doesn't matter then.
Okay. But if it was somebody who I was like really close friends with, I feel like it would make more of an impact or mark on my life. But
think about how many people you've shut out of your life because they missed a birthday or forgot to wish you a happy birthday on May 5th. Yes, Cinco de Mayo. Everybody knows when Breezy's birthday is because she tells you every morning during the start of the show.
Yeah, no, for sure. Just so everybody's well aware. Only, you know, two months till my birthday. Actually 55 days, but who's counting? I think that I felt a lot of shame and a lot of regret, but I also, as I've gotten older and as I've matured ever so slightly, you know, a centimeter every year, I don't know if my birthday is as big of a deal as it once was to me. Therefore, I don't feel as bad not wishing my friend a happy birthday the other day.
Well, you have to ask them how they feel about it. And not to mention, I think we talked about this a few months ago. The older we get, the less
important our birthdays become.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I think that just comes with aging and growth and maturity. You find so many other things that you're concerned about. The world consumes us.
Right.
That we start to, hopefully that's the case, think about ourselves a little less throughout the years.
As you grow up and as you get other humans in your life, whether that be kids or partners or whatever
kids
may be.
100% change you for sure. Now, my birthday being in January.
Yes.
My cousin called me.
Okay.
Hey, you know, let's grab a coffee. I'll meet you at your place. He goes, we haven't talked in a while. I'm like, this is nice of him. Called me on my birthday. He wants to take me out.
Wants to take you out for your birthday? That's amazing.
So we get to the coffee shop and I noticed he's not trying to attempt to pull out his wallet. I'm like, it's no problem. So I paid for the coffee and the breakfast. It's okay. And so we just sat there and talked for 2 hours. Then he came up. He saw my apartment. We're hanging out for a bit. And then he left. And I yelled down the hall, hey, are you going to wish me a happy birthday? He goes, oh, is that today? Oh, thanks for breakfast.
He's the worst.
So was I a little butthurt? I guess a little, only because it's family. But I have so many cousins, first cousins. Don't even get me started with second cousins.
Of your family, and I don't know if it's like the culture in which you come from, they let nothing go. They remember everything. When we first started the show together, you told me about the little black book that they keep.
It's not so little.
Oh, it's a phone book?
It's
phone book thick.
And it's not just weddings they keep track of. We're talking about funerals, too.
Are birthdays in there?
Oh, yeah. But my uncle, he's got a book. And, you know, for every child of his that's ever had a wedding, every single guest, they mark down how much money they brought. You bring $20 to a wedding as a gift. Well, guess what? When you get married, you get $20.
That is so insane.
It's petty, but that's how it's
so
done.
It's so petty. That's so much effort.
My father doesn't have a book. Some of my uncles, 100%. Some of my cousins, they'll hold a grudge. If they have to, they'll do it.
Have you ever had somebody not wish you a happy birthday that really like stuck with you and you remembered and you're like, I really thought I was going to hear from Susie Q?
I'm not sure, but our buddy Tommy has, who's weighing in this morning, he just texted in, my birthday passed recently. Girlfriend didn't wish me a happy birthday. Didn't expect a gift. Did not expect a card or a cake, any special dinner. But maybe an acknowledgement that it's my birthday and a wish that it's a happy one would have been enough. Can you imagine your girlfriend not wishing you a happy birthday? That stings.
I almost forgot a past girlfriend's birthday before. Somebody had to tell me. Mind you, it was, you know, a couple hours before the day actually came, but
you didn't have anything planned, right?
I forgot it was their birthday.
That's so unlike you.
It's so unlike me. I must have been very, very mentally unwell at that point in my life.
Especially a girlfriend.
Girlfriend that I lived with.
Oh, that relationship was definitely in the toilet by then.
Yeah,
if you forgot, that you weren't.
No, literally.
You could care less. Tommy, I'm sorry to hear about that, buddy. Well, you know what? On behalf of Breezy and I, we hope you had a wonderful birthday and happy belated.
Yes, yes.
It's your birthday.
Go, Tommy. Go, Tommy.
It's your birthday. Well, it was your birthday.
It was, but yeah, it's not perfect anymore. Well, I'm so sorry. I would casually bring it up to her.
Yeah, I would say.
People
like,
innocently forget sometimes. I wouldn't take it to heart. I'm sorry that happened, man. But happy belated.
Happy belated indeed. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, if you don't wish someone a happy birthday that you're not that close with, it's all right. But if my birthday comes around and I think we're closer than we actually are and you don't wish me happy birthday, ooh, there will be hell to pay. Let me tell
That's
you
why
that
I was
much.
So excited that your birthday was on a weekend last year. I didn't have to decorate or go out of my way to get a cake. I was like, oh, please let it be on a Saturday or Sunday. Please. God answered my prayers.
You're so annoying. No, you're...
Listen to BXY Mornings on your smart device. Wake up with Moose and Breezy when you ask it to play 98PXY.
98PXY from Odyssey.
Vibrant color, oratory skills, a deep exploration into drama, suspense, tragedy, and comedy. BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present another award-worthy performance in... Moosterpiece.
This is a good one today. I picked a movie Breezy has never seen. We're going to act out this scene from the film, and then Breezy will go home, watch it tonight, and bring it in tomorrow for Breezy's big movie review.
Let's do it.
I want you to read this today. Your character is kind of going through it, but so is mine. I'm fighting for your love.
Okay.
So don't read this where you're frustrated. Read it more where you're sad, because this is technically a breakup.
You fighting for my love is so incredibly typical.
Yeah, it checks out. All right. What questions do you have?
So am I sad? Like, or am I like annoyed?
No, you're not annoyed. You're sad. But think of a breakup where you know it's time. You have to end it. And you're walking out. You're leaving his apartment. Okay. But you don't want to leave. But you know eventually you got to leave.
You got to do it.
At some point, you got a job to get to. Sometimes it's easier to rip the Band-Aid off. You know what I mean? As painful as that is. 585-252-9800. If you know the name of the film, feel free to take a shot at it. Lights, camera, and action. Wait.
What?
I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
What do you want, Joel?
Just wait. I don't know. I want you to wait for me just a while.
Okay.
Really?
Not some weird concept, Joel. I'm just an effed up girl who's looking for her own peace of mind. I'm not perfect. Do you understand me? I'm not perfect. We're only making this harder.
Just wait. Please. I can't think of anything that I don't like about you.
But you will.
I just can't.
But you will. You will think of things and you'll get bored. I'll get bored with you and feel trapped because that's what happens with me.
Okay.
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 Yeah. Okay.
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 Well, okay.
Okay. Cut. Okay.
That's Zano trying to come in mid-scene.
I know. It's
so incredibly tough.
585-252-9800. If you know the name of the film, your acting was absolutely through the roof this morning.
We literally just said okay four times back and forth to each other.
I thought it was great, though. Now, this film, I'll give you a hint. Jim Carrey leads, okay? This is something that I've watched multiple times because I like it. It's a good film.
Okay.
You have no idea what film this is.
Not a clue. Okay. Never seen it. Never heard of it. Don't even know what we're doing.
Hold on. I got to figure out what year this is.
I don't even know where I am right now. I'm so just like in character, you know?
This is from 2004. Jim Carrey and Kate Winslet. After a painful breakup, they're forced to just kind of say their goodbyes.
That's really
have you
sad.
Seen the show? Have you seen Severance?
No, Apple? Everybody keeps talking about it, though. Is it worth a watch, or would I get really confused?
You would get really confused because I know you like things to take off right away. And this is a show where it takes patience because I got to episode 5 of season 1 and I'm like, I have no idea what's going on.
No idea.
But this past Friday night, they just released episode 8 of season 2. I still don't have a damn clue of what's going on. This
no
movie kind of typically reminds me of that show in a sense.
Okay.
All right. We do have a couple of guesses. One person said Terminator. That's so not, you couldn't be more wrong.
Terminator's crazy. That's absolutely crazy.
Another person said, what is this? The Breakup. Nope, we did that for Valentine's Day. That definitely wasn't it. This person actually got it right. It is Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, starring Jim Carrey.
What is literally happening right now?
So Breezy, you're going to go home. You're going to watch that movie tonight. Bring it in tomorrow for Breezy's big movie review. And by the way, see what happens when you don't force your character in her emotions? You just played it out. It was wonderful today.
To be fair, I had one line that I just kept repeating over and over in different dictions.
Okay.
I did crush, though.
98PXY is free and always will be.
Well,
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze, 60 for the high today. The sun is shining. About time. Do you guys rewatch TV shows, especially with a significant other? Because last segment we were talking about, I know I brought up Severance.
Mm-hmm.
That is one show I will not be rewatching.
Well,
what a headache.
Everyone keeps talking about it. They're like, it's so cool. It's so this. It's so intricate. You have to pay attention. You can't be on your phone. And I'm like,
that
does not sound like the show for me.
I fell asleep twice. I've been on my phone. And
you have no idea what you're watching. You lost the plot.
Episode 5, season 1, I went back and rewatched it twice. It's just a lot of wasted time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Last night I watched episode 8 they released. And I'm like, there are some shows I love. I watched Breaking Bad twice.
Okay.
Front to back.
So my biggest question to you is, for Breaking Bad that you rewatched, how much time had passed before you went back and revisited that show?
A year. Because I got
That's
a new relationship.
Time, I feel.
They were pissed off that they didn't get a chance to see it. So I was forced to go back and watch it. And you know me, I don't wait for somebody to finish watching a show.
Nah, that's not you.
I got impatient and I finished it again without her.
You're the worst. See,
sorry.
When you're rewatching something, you shouldn't have to go ahead of them because you already know what happened.
I know.
That's the one time you probably shouldn't do that.
Because I knew exactly what was going on in that show from the first time, mm-hmm. I was so excited because now I had a new perception on what the show was really all about. I was like, I'm going to finish this without her, but not tell her.
That makes sense.
So really, I watched half of the second, the ending of the season, I watched it 3 times.
Right.
Because I still had to go back and watch it with her.
That's time you'll just simply never get back.
It's a waste of time.
So for me, I think that when you find a show that is an absolute zinger, and it's more so like the one season shows, and they just have one season, and they're really, really, really well done, that's what I want to rewatch when some time has passed. So right now, I just rewatched
Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah. Little Fires Everywhere on Hulu.
Never heard of it.
This was out during COVID. So this was like the only thing that got me through COVID because it was appointment watching. Like every single Wednesday at noon, I was watching that and I was waiting every single week because we had literally nothing to do. And now I'm going back with my girlfriend and we're watching Cruel Summer, which was on Freeform that used to be ABC Family. And it's just one of those very like intricate shows that it does take a lot of like brain power to watch, but it's not like you have to catch up on 9 seasons. It's just a one season wonder. It's a nice watch. It makes you think, and you forget about some of these things when you're rewatching it for the second time because you're like, oh, there were so many details that I needed to keep up on.
That's the thing. And this is why I rather just stick to watching a true crime documentary, because you could watch the same hour and a half true crime doc over and over again, kind of like I have. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you do that a lot. The only true crime documentary that I've done that with that I watched it twice was The American Family, the one where the guy like took out his whole family in Colorado.
Well, because he got in a new relationship.
Yeah, he's like,
so
that's the only option?
He had to kill his daughters. I'm like, oh, my God.
Okay.
Yeah, I watched that 3 times. But, again, I learned things
as I go along. What does that say about you, though, as a person? You know what I mean? Like, what does that say about you?
Yeah, they did.
Twisted
they did,
individual.
They did put a poll on social media that it's a red flag if somebody relaxes to a true crime doc before they fall asleep.
You fall asleep to it. It's sociopathic.
So...
Time to call the therapist back.
It's just something I enjoy doing. No. Everybody knows before I got into this gig that I was going to be a forensics investigator. But there was too much math involved, so I never got around to it.
Not all heroes wear capes, truly. And honestly, I fear when you go to sleep and you fall asleep on your couch and you wake up and there's just blood everywhere. Like, what do you think in your head?
I'm sorry?
When you're watching the murder documentaries and it's just like, there was blood everywhere and now there's murder scenes and you don't get scared at all?
No, I find it fascinating.
Right. Perfect.
I find it extremely fascinating. By the way, somebody promised me that I was going to do a ride-along with them at the sheriff's department,
mm-hmm.
and I reached out to them to do it, and they ghosted me. And
they blocked your number.
I'm really upset by that.
I think I could set that up for you. I really do. If that's something you still want to do, I will reach out.
Yeah, so rewatching a TV show, there's so many good ones, but I'm going to be honest with you guys. Unpopular opinion. I know we did There I Said It, but I don't recommend going back and watching Severance. Nobody knows what's going on, and everybody wants to tell you what's going on in the show, but nobody knows. It's all speculation.
You have sold it. I'm not watching it. No, thank you. So good.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon right here on 98 PXY.